Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Participating. And you can get in here as well. Again, we got a whole hour to go. Plenty of time for you at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media platform. Just go to social.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live hosts, some of them, and some of our listeners as well. It's free. It's a Mastodon system. It means it's open source. It's self-hosted. It means we run the server. So we get to set the policies. And the policies are basically, don't spam us, okay? So head over there to social.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Jessica in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I wanted to speak about the government regulatory BS with regard to the legalized recreation of cannabis in Missouri.
Okay.
Missouri just voted to legalize recreational cannabis.
Really?
But now they have all these rules and regs.
Of course.
It's like, it's like you have to, you know, pay $2,000 just for the application for a license.
Ugh.
Even if you want to have your own weed, you know, it's like I thought that when they legalized recreational weed, it meant that the government would be hands-off. You could have your
surprise.
Own smoke your trees, live in peace, you know, and everything would be hunky-dory.
Now, wait a minute. Just to clarify, are they actually telling people if they want to grow their own cannabis, they have to have a license for home grow?
Yeah, and you have to pay $2,000 for the application for the license.
So they could deny your application. You pay $2,000, and they say, oh, whoops, you didn't fill the form out right. We'll just keep that $2,000 and have a nice day. Or, oh, we've given out
probably
too many licenses.
This is like the immigration system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it just meant, you know, you could have your weed and do what you wanted to. The dispensaries could be for everyone instead of just the medicinal green card holders. It's like, no, it's going to be more regulation and more BS. And
sure.
More.
That's because they cannot let go of control. Right, they said, oh, okay, this form of control known as prohibition has become unpopular. It's becoming politically unpopular, so we don't want to lose our offices and have people rise up and potentially, you know, throw us out or whatever. So we'll start changing our tune on legalization, but that doesn't mean they're going to let go of control. In fact, now you could argue they have even more control, right? Like before, they didn't really have control over cannabis. It was just the illusion of it, right? Like there was plenty of cannabis out there. You could easily purchase cannabis if that's what you wanted to do. And so they weren't stopping cannabis. They were just stopping a little bit here and there and then cheering about it real loud and acting like they'd done
something. They were mostly
putting
black people in jail.
Yeah, for the most part. And probably some Hispanics as well, yeah. Poor whites. But
maybe some college students.
Yeah, them too. Well, like their parents would buy them out. But anyway, so yeah, now they regulate, as you pointed out, Jessica, they charge people for licenses, and then, of course, there's ongoing regulatory jumping, you know, hoop jumping that you have to do. So if you get the license, then you have to have inspectors come into your place of business, and they're going to tell you what to do. You've got to have certain types of labeling on the products. You have to use this kind of fertilizer. You have to have this kind of lighting in the warehouses and, like, all kinds of total control from top to bottom.
Just like you're just a regular person like myself. If I wanted to have some weed in my garden, I have to, you know, supposedly, it's like, well, is the only way they could tell that I had weed in my garden if I have a privacy fence,
mm-hmm.
because the neighbors stooge me out. That wouldn't probably be difficult around here. It's like, this is just ridiculous.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I thought it meant, you know, government hands off, go away, let us smoke our trees and live in peace. But no.
No,
I wish they would.
I didn't know that until now.
Oh, and don't forget the taxes. We didn't even mention the taxes. Have they proposed what the taxing scheme is going to be there in Missouri at the retail level? Because I know in some states there's a three-layer tax. There's the grower's tax, the wholesaler's tax, and then the retail tax.
Well, all I know about Missouri is when you buy cigarettes, there's a state tax, a federal excise tax, a municipal tax, and a regional tax on the cigarettes.
Okay, but you haven't heard anything about the cannabis tax there?
Not yet.
Oh, they'll tax the hell out of it, though.
Oh, okay,
I'm confident of that.
Here it is. 6% state tax and a optional municipal tax of up to 3%. So lower.
That's
pretty low.
Lower than some of the western states like Colorado and Washington.
Yeah, frankly, as far as it goes with a tax, I'd rather be taxed than jailed.
Well, obviously, most people would, but it's still not okay.
I would also rather pay protection money than have my kneecaps broken.
Hey, Jessica, thanks for bringing that up. I didn't know the good news. I mean, kind of good news about Missouri. I mean, the good news about legalization is not all the things we talked about. That's all the bad side of it.
Tell me something. But, is cannabis legal, recreational cannabis legal in New Hampshire?
No, but it is decriminalized, which means that we don't have any of those regulations at this time. And hopefully by the time
we can sell it in stores?
No, it's decriminalized, but sale is still a felony. So you can still buy it through whatever means you would buy it, right? Like if you buy it on the dark web or however it is, you could go travel down to Massachusetts, or I guess now Vermont's got recreational stores. Maine also has them. So you go to any of those places.
And
yeah, you're committing a felony or whatever.
It's only 35 miles from freedom, no matter where you are in New Hampshire.
You're committing a federal crime when you take the cannabis back across the border, apparently. But so far, I haven't heard any cases of anybody getting popped for that. So, you know, do with that information what you may. But and I'm not a lawyer, so, you know, this isn't legal advice. But there's a lot of people that do that. You can go down to the stores and you see New Hampshire license plates at these facilities, that kind of thing.
I don't think the federal government really wants to fight the interstate marijuana movement.
Certainly, if someone took it to a jury, they'd have a good chance of nullification on that charge. But so anyway. In New Hampshire, there is a decriminalized status, meaning that if you are caught with less than 0.75 ounce or less than 5 grams of a concentrate form, then they can only issue you a $100 ticket. And I did a Freedom of Information Act request here in Keene. I requested the 2 years prior to the decriminalization going into play, so 2015 and 2016, and the 2 years after decriminalization, so 2018 and 2019, and I said, how many marijuana-related arrests or tickets were there issued in these time frames? And prior to decriminalization, it was like 76, and then after decrim, it was 2.
76 is still not very many, but it's 2 many.
For one town. This isn't statewide.
Yeah, right.
So the point is, it's not enforced at this point.
Yeah, but if they catch you with the weed, they confiscate it. They just don't cite you and give you a ticket.
No, you would get a ticket. You'd get a $100 ticket if they caught you and wanted to bother writing the ticket for you.
Would they take the weed?
They probably would. Although, that said, when they arrested Frank Footloose, I think it was a couple of years ago during one of the I don't know if it was the protest at the governor's house. I think it was at the governor's house. Or no, it wasn't Frank. It was Skyler. When they arrested one of the guys that was there, they handed him back his gun and his blunt when he was at the police station. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that this is not being enforced in any way, shape, or form. I do not know a single person who has been ticketed.
That's so New Hampshire.
At this point.
Here's your gun back. Here's your pot.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. This is supposed to be the libertarian homeland down there. It's like, why haven't you guys gotten recreational weed?
That's a good question, Jessica. And the answer is, and I thank you for the call tonight. I'll give you the answer here. The answer is New Hampshire is slow to change, and that is both a blessing and a difficulty. Right?
There's also Governor Sununu, who until this year or last year had vowed to and had vetoed any legislation legalizing marijuana.
Correct, but he did sign the decriminalization, so he does support decriminalization. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm grateful for that because legalization so far, all the proposals have involved taxes and regulations, which is the problems that Jessica was complaining about. So the longer we wait, the more free staters get elected, the more likely we're going to see more bills that have lower proposals for regulation and or taxes. In fact, our very own nightcap rep, Matt Santanastasso, has put forward a bill this year that would completely end the entire war on drugs in New Hampshire. So we're starting to see some more principled legislation on this front. And so I welcome the delays on this front. Again, we don't need all these stupid rules. Thank you, Jessica.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can do that here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. Ian, Mark, and Aria in the studio tonight. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's a great source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click Get Started at the top of the page. And you'll find some introductory information, like videos that you can watch that'll give you some of the basics about crypto, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So head over and click on Get Started at the top of the page. You want the latest news headlines? Head over to news.bitcoin.com. And I want to thank the folks over at news.bitcoin.com for reporting on the Crypto 6 situation. It's probably because of their coverage that we saw some of the other, or at least one other, crypto news organization has,
CoinDesk was lurking about,
jumped on board the Crypto 6 news story, you know, 2 years later. But they finally apparently had a reporter out at the trial today, so it'll be good for them for finally catching up to news.bitcoin.com, because so far news.bitcoin.com has been, I think, the only Bitcoin news source that has bothered to cover Crypto 6.
Yeah, this is a few times now they've written an article about it.
Yeah, I think at least twice.
I would have liked to have seen the Daubert motion covered more extensively, because that was an important thing for cryptocurrency. I mean, especially the hearing and the results of the hearing, I think. And it really showed that the FBI's hand in regard to cryptocurrency and their, quote, expertise about cryptocurrency is extraordinarily weak. And it's a house of cards, and as soon as you knock one of them over, the entire thing crumbles.
You're referring to the motion that your attorney had filed, I think, in, like, September or something like that, arguing essentially that these private companies that do blockchain analysis, like Chainalysis, which is known for being used by the FBI and other governmental agencies to trace Bitcoin along the blockchain, is essentially not admissible as evidence in a criminal trial, because whenever you have something you want to admit as evidence, it has to have essentially a chain of custody, and you have to be able to prove that the thing was, you know, gone from point A to point B
understandably
through this method or whatever, through these hands, and how it all worked. And when it comes to a private company that has closed source code that they're running on their servers,
that's going to work.
You put in an input and it spits out an output, but we don't get to look at the things that happened in between with their code, the programming. That cannot be allowed into a trial, basically.
And that's
that was
a
the
huge
motion.
Precedent that just got set. I mean, that all that blockchain analysis, that Chainalysis crap, all of it cannot be used in a federal courtroom. That's
basically
huge.
Basically. And now that ruling didn't officially come out from the motion, but essentially the motion put them in a position where they had to change their approach, and they had to sort of tacitly admit they would never pass this Daubert test. That's
right.
Called the Daubert standard. And the recent story from news.bitcoin.com did cover this.
They did.
So,
and I appreciated that. That
and
was
so
the
far
most...
it's the only place it has.
Right.
So kudos to them for that. Check them out, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Rusty. He's in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, howdy, y'all. I just wanted to start off by telling everyone else up there, fighting for liberty. Thanks so much for fighting the good fight and keep it up.
Thanks, Rusty.
You know, like your friend for y'all. Just to go back to the previous caller who was talking about how the U.S. is the greatest land of the free, home of the brave, that's true, but restrictions apply. I think that's been obvious throughout our history.
Mm-hmm.
George Carlin, late great George Carlin, he had a whole thing about rights and privileges, and where it's, if you want to see about your precious rights, just Google Japanese internment camp 1942, and you'll find out all you need to know.
Yeah.
And more recently, I think that applies to the vaccine mandates that have been pushed out, you know, by our government on industries and the military and government employees and the general public. And that leads me into what's currently being discussed right now in Congress and the Senate is the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which is usually a must-pass bill, funds the military, and it's right now the Republicans are trying to put in there a repeal of the vaccine mandate for the military.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage all your listeners, anybody who wants a military that represents all of America, even the people who want to peacefully separate and have self-determination, they want those people in the military. They really want to get rid of the vaccine mandate. A lot of principled people who stand up are facing, you know, getting thrown out. It's just ridiculous how they're pushing us out.
Well, I will say this. My wife Bonnie has a younger brother who is in the Air Force, and he has told his superiors that he is not going to get the vaccine. And they said that he would be terminated with cause or whatever the terminology is in that case, but he hasn't been terminated yet. And it's been more than a year now since he, you know, said, "Hey, look, I'm putting my foot down. I'm not going to take this vaccine." And they haven't gotten rid of him yet. So, I mean, maybe it's a bunch of BS. Maybe they're just bluffing in the first place.
I would hope so. I know some people have been discharged already. The process is backlogged. I think the Air Force, there's some lawsuits, a class action lawsuit that put a stop to that. I think the only branch that doesn't have a class action lawsuit is the Army. But what it looks like to me, how they're working through the lines, it's basically active duty. They'll go through those applications first, and then Reserve, and then National Guard.
Well, it seems to me like a good excuse to get the hell out of the military. I mean, you know, another reason not to stick around to potentially die at the hands of a bunch of power-mad politicians.
I agree with that assessment.
That's fine. I think, though, in the interest of liberty, interested in principled people in there, even if you don't agree with necessarily the function they have, they're just kind of following orders to a certain degree. Some of them would be the ones who stand up and refuse unlawful orders. A lot of those principled people are going to be lost because of this vaccine mandate. I think it's openly harmful for the nation. It's harmful for Army recruitment or military recruitment in general. It's down across the board. And
I hope it keeps going down.
One of those reasons.
I was thrilled to death when Trump, you know, forbade trans people from serving in the military. I mean, that was one of the best things Trump ever did for trans people.
Saving trans lives.
Yeah, people are like, he's not a trans ally. How could he do this? I'm like, that's the most alliance thing a person could have done. So I think we should go broader. You know, don't let gay people serve either. Don't let Hispanic people serve. Don't let women serve. Don't let men serve. Don't let anyone serve.
Thank you, Rusty. I do appreciate the kind words, and thank you for the call tonight here. Let's continue and talk to Major Payne. Sorry, that's not Major Payne. Stand by. Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, let me properly enunciate my displeasure. This crazy woman in California who's trying to teach people to talk wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's just...
Wrongly? Incorrectly?
It rubs my fur the wrong way in so many freaking ways. But my favorite quote from the old boys who wrote the papers that we now are supposedly living by was Benjamin Franklin. And he says, "Those who give up essential liberties for implied safety deserve neither."
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's a good one. I don't, you know, it's always difficult to know who said what in those old quotes, but I like the idea of it.
Okay, now I want to play devil's advocate for this crazy broad in California.
All right.
Sometimes y'all don't hang up on me because I don't talk right, and I know I've heard you make fun of Jerome, and I rub my fur the wrong way too.
I don't make fun of Jerome for how he talks. He's talking about one of our weekend callers, for those of you
I think I've heard of Jerome.
Yeah, he only calls on the weekend, so if you're not hosting then, you probably don't know who he is. But Jerome is made fun of because of his ideas. Because Jerome is a partisan hack who only takes one side, cannot even begin to listen to what somebody else might have to say. I don't make fun of the way that guy talks. But thank you for the call tonight, Major. I do appreciate it, man. There's more coming up here. The phones are about loaded up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. voters headed to polls today in the Peach State to decide the last open Senate seat in the U.S. Incumbent Warnock edged Republican challenger Walker in the general election, but did not gain a majority to avoid the runoff. Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police in Moscow, Idaho, said on Monday they looked into an incident involving one of the victims in October. Those holiday shipping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th. While UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on their ground shipments. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are loaded, which is pretty unusual for a Tuesday night, but hey, I'll take it. Always enjoy hearing from people and getting different opinions on the air. That's kind of why we do this show. So.
The power of Mark.
Yes, indeed. I am a powerful broadcast force.
The number is 603-283-6160. It is Ian, Mark, and Aria here in the studio tonight. Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. There are many archives available. The feeds for Free Talk Live, you can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. We have our RSS feed there with the Daily Digest, and then there's other links and other options for you to listen in various different ways. Just check out feeds.freetalklive.com to see all of the options. There's one line available, but you can only call it if you use our SIP line. It's the SIP line. That's the
one. I thought
we
had infinite lines.
No, no. Okay. This phone system can only handle 6 lines. So if you want to use the SIP line, so 5 of them are our normal number, which is 603-283-6160, and we have the SIP line dedicated for those who want to take the time to set it up. And if you want to sound better on the air than the average caller, just go to sip.freetalklive.com. That's sip.freetalklive.com. If you had trouble with SIP before, try it again with the new instructions that I posted there, because the old provider that I thought was decent actually turned out to be absolute garbage. And so I found a better one, and the one that I've got on there now, it worked for me the first time I tried it with multiple SIP software. It's like a free calling thing for your phone. You don't call phone numbers with it. You call other SIP lines with it, basically, and it costs nothing.
It's very similar to the way that Skype used to work.
Except without Microsoft and its direct... Yeah, because Skype did used to be direct connection, didn't it?
I think so.
Back in the day? Yeah, so it is very much like that, but totally free. And registering for a SIP account is also free. So, you know, it's just you have to jump through these hoops, and the hoops are easier than ever. So go to sip.freetalklive.com. You can sign up, try that there, and dial us up. All the details you need are at sip.freetalklive.com. We go. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Joseph is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Joseph.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, just following the Crypto 6 case and really hoping that you come out as victorious as possible, really.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who owns a Bitcoin ATM business, I mean, it's quite a grind. I mean, I just I moved all my machines out of Connecticut, actually, because they require a money transmitter license, and to get that, you need a FBI background check, credit check. You need a net worth requirement, which is totally ridiculous. I mean, how many jobs out there require like a net worth to be able to operate?
What's the net worth requirement?
For Connecticut, it's $1 million.
So basically only rich people can run Bitcoin vending machines in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay. The rich get richer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what licensure is, right?
Protection. Like
right. The intention is to keep people out of the game.
But yet New Hampshire doesn't require that license for running a Bitcoin vending machine, correct?
Oh, well, New Hampshire was actually really, really rough to get into, despite us loosening the regulations.
Really?
Because you have this lady there, her name's Miriam Torben.
Mm-hmm.
She's like in the banking commission. She approved my previous bank, I mean, my previous Bitcoin ATM company, but then when I started another one, I submitted basically the same paperwork. And then they're like, oh, well, they just gave me the runaround. And because of, you know, New Hampshire, that lady, basically, I just found out recently I had to buy a legal opinion, you know. I had to spend like $700 to do something that, you know, was already legal in New Hampshire. So even if something's legal, you're always going to get a roadblock by some kind of regulator somewhere.
Huh, that's interesting. That very same bureaucrat you're referring to had gone in front of the New Hampshire Commission on Cryptocurrency and had testified that there are no regulations on Bitcoin vending, unless you're doing Bitcoin, what they call money transmission, where you're allowing your customers to purchase from an exchange through your machine. Is that what you're doing?
No, it's not.
That's weird,
interesting.
Then.
Interesting. So you're saying this Miriam Torben lady was actually, like, pro-crypto-ish?
No. I wouldn't say she's pro-crypto. I would say that she...
Her explanation of the regulation was...
This whole call strikes me as weird, man.
Okay. Well, I know who this person is. He owns a crypto vending company here in New Hampshire. Okay. It sounds like he's having some trouble with some bureaucrats. So if you want to search for her name on freekeen.com, and I bet you'll find the video of her testifying. Now, maybe they've tried to make up some crap recently. Maybe they have added some things that you know, I had not heard about. But I've seen a letter from her issued to a Bitcoin vending machine company here in New Hampshire that had reached out to her. They were getting ready to put a machine in Corner News in Keene years ago, and the guy who was running that company, he was coming in from out of state. He wanted to, you know, double, triple check to make sure that he was following all the laws and everything. And so he wrote to the banking commission and asked them, hey, you know, what hoops do I need to jump through? I want to put a vending machine up in Keene. And it took him like 3 weeks to get back to him. But that, you know, when all was said and done, they said, no, you don't have to do anything. That's nothing. Not regulated here. She said it's like when she was testifying in front of the commission, she said it's like candy. It's like a vending machine. So, I don't know. It's weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, you never know when things are just going to, like, change up and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I really hope you guys beat the case, you know. I mean, I've been following it. And then, you know, they always say things like ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, look what happened to Joa recently. Like, none of the people, like, knew the law regarding, like, recording in the courthouse.
When you're referring to Joe, you're talking about a recent video of his when he went into the, I think it was Goffstown District Court and was being given a real hard time for recording video just in the hallways of the courthouse. And he withstood the pressure for quite some time, but eventually did, under the threat of attack from the sheriff's department, eventually did turn his camera off. And unfortunately, there was no one else there to back him up at that particular situation. So, yeah, we were definitely paying attention to that. Joseph, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. And thank you. And thanks for the kind words there. And let's continue here. We got Joe on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Good,
how
man.
You
What's
doing?
On your mind tonight?
Sorry, and how you doing, Mark?
Welcome,
well,
sir.
I went out and bought the Big Book of Crypto by James Campbell.
Couldn't quite make out the name of it, but it's called The Big Book of Crypto, or the author, couldn't make out the author, I guess.
Yes. James Altucher and Chris Campbell.
Okay.
So you guys got me inspired to look into crypto.
Nice. You're going to start doing a little bit of research. Very cool.
Yes, sir. What do you call it? All the Free Talk listeners, say prayers for Ian, because when you call it, they did a study in one of the Ivy League colleges. I can't remember right now, but it came out to be a positive success, even though the people didn't even know about it.
You're talking about prayer. They did a study on prayer for people that was essentially double blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those who got prayed and those who didn't get prayed for, and the people got prayed for had positive results.
No, are we talking about people who were ill, or what were the kind of results?
Yeah. They were ill.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But, let's face it, I want you to get all the help you can.
Thank you, Joe. I do appreciate the thoughts, and I hope you enjoy that book. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for the call tonight.
All right.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Certainly when it comes to cryptocurrency regulations in New Hampshire, it is something that the state reps here are working on. Keith Ammon is a Free Stater here who has made this one of his key issues, and he did get, I believe, some things passed in the last session. I don't know what, if anything, he submitted this year, but I suspect he's got some irons in the fire.
Awesome. Go him.
The good news is the more freedom-loving crypto people we get to migrate here, the more influence crypto people are going to have in the state house, and the more of a friendly atmosphere it's going to be, excluding, of course, the feds who are going to try to rain on everyone's parade everywhere. But, you know, it's good to have, at the very least, the state bureaucracy staying off people's backs. There's more coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship.
Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain, maybe enough time for you. If you dial in now, the number is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk about Ye tonight. I really... Oh, sorry, all right. It's my bad.
It looks like not.
Did you really refer to Kanye as Ye?
That's his name.
He changed his name. So he's Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. If you want to make sure people who don't know that know who we're talking about.
I slip up a lot and still call him Kanye because
I've been getting better at it.
Yeah.
I've been getting better.
It's just a matter of practice.
Yeah,
that's his name now. You've grown, but that's his name.
Sure. And somebody who's named Will, it might be very short for William Foster, right?
But this isn't short. His name is Ye now.
He legally changed it, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he legally changed it or not, but to me, that's irrelevant anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, names are intended to be disambiguations, and therefore... Ye is just too short and too weird to be sort of a name. I need to know, in the same way that Prince popped out that little symbol and said...
What about the woman named Bo?
I don't know the woman named Bo.
She was in movies back in 1980.
You could call him Ye West.
Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, but when you said... The woman named Bo, unsuccessful in drawing up Bo Derek to me.
Okay. How about Ye West?
Is a woman.
I don't know yet. Oh, Ye West. I think that's successful. Sure. That helps.
Ye West?
Kanye West.
Oh, okay.
At least we identify, because it's like saying Bill Foster as opposed to William Foster. I can, that works for me.
But Ye isn't short for Kanye.
Ye is short for Kanye.
It is not, though.
It just happens to be short for Kanye. It's not short for Kanye, but it happens to be short for
Coincidental.
Kanye.
It is part of Kanye, yes.
Yeah, that's what short means.
No, because it's not like he's like, hey, my nickname is Ye, right?
Sure.
His name is Ye now.
Let's get back to the phones here. I got Crichton on the line. He's in Kentucky. Go ahead, Crichton.
Hi, guys. I wanted to call in and respond to something that my spirit host, Mark, said on Sunday about activists who don't do anything.
Okay.
And this is a common problem, of course.
Can you really call those people activists?
Inactivists.
Well, they call themselves activists. They believe they're doing something by yelling at bad guys.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk about a book that I've had for years. I've given it away many years in a row. It's called Building a Better World in Your Backyard Instead of Being Mad at Bad Guys, by Paul Wheaton and Sean Clausen-Klute. And in it, it describes a lot of things that are like this that can be done, that individuals can actually do that change their world rather than spend their time writing angry tweets and sending them at people that telling them how to do their activism differently.
Totally agree.
This has been a frustration for me too, but I know that you guys have a lot to do tonight, so I'm going to let that one stop right there.
Well, I mean, I just want to comment on it. I think you're absolutely right. People need to create alternatives. I know, Mark, you're trying to do this with your project down in Honduras, to build an alternative without trying not to ask permission too much and just going ahead and doing something. And nothing is more frustrating than people on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever social media just bellyaching about the government and calling themselves an activist. It's like, you know what? You want to do activism? Show some results. What do you actually
need activity to be an activist?
Yeah. Now some people are moving to New Hampshire and they are getting involved inside the system stuff. And Mark is a critic of that. But we've seen major success stories here in the inside the system world. We were just talking about Keith Ammon, who's been doing some great crypto work within, you know, as he's a state rep. There's a bunch of other people that are doing great stuff. We have a bill in this year to completely end the war on drugs. We've had secession in. And these are things that get people talking. They get issues brought forward. They get people considering new ideas. And that is how you change, one of the ways that you can change people's viewpoints is you get them to consider new things. So,
but these people are approaching everything from the wrong perspective. Anyway, if they're motivated by anger, then they're coming at this from the exact wrong perspective. They're only going to produce negativity if that's the emotion that's motivating them. Instead of wanting to build something better, they want to destroy something worse. And while you could achieve something better by destroying something worse, that's not the right mindset one should go about trying to change the world.
Thank you, Creighton, for the call tonight. Appreciate bringing that up. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire as well. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Well, thank you. And I want to say to you personally, Ian, that, in fact, I am impressed with your taking this to the end of the run on this. You know, this stuff needs to be done more and more, and you know.
Yeah, I agree. I wish it was more common than it was impressive. But thank you.
I am one who, you know, had 5 counts of operating after habitual offender certification, and you know, having harmed no one, you know, I all at the same time I had you know, at least 3 courts, you know, one in COAS and one in Grafton and one in Manchester.
These are counties. Manchester's not a county. But
what's he talking about?
Courts in New Hampshire. He went to prison for driving while license or not license suspended, but I guess your license was suspended probably at that point. But
that didn't get conveyed at all.
And that's it was the cause of the certification of habitual offender status.
Right, so in New Hampshire, when you become a so-called habitual offender, if they get you one more time, you go to prison. There's no pass and go. It's a guaranteed prison sentence.
Right, and so Bad Slave was not going to get a driver's license, believed that you do not need a driver's license, and sadly, they felt differently.
Was there a jury in your case, Bad Slave?
No, we didn't get to that point.
You took a plea deal?
I had 3, you know, public defenders that I had a meeting with them and I just said, listen, we've got to just end this thing. There was no way because I couldn't travel anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are the jury's probably going to have a tough time finding somebody not guilty on a charge like that, right? Like, it's always hard to go up against charges.
You're sitting with, 12 of your peers that have all gone through the trouble of getting a driver's license.
Right.
And, you know, then there's, you know, somebody's going to sit out there and they're going to say something, you know, the prosecutor's going to say something to the effect of, hey, if we don't have driver's licenses, we can't take them away from the bad guys.
It'll be anarchy on the roads if we don't have driver's licenses. So, yeah, I don't blame. Like I said, I never blame anybody for taking a plea. Thank you, Bad Slate, for the kind words here. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. People have to do what they feel is right for them in the moment. Unfortunately, in his case, a plea deal on a habitual is still going to send you to prison. So
I wish he'd been more successful in his right to travel activism.
Very few people are.
I know.
I mean, it's as sad. Much as I want to see because somebody...
Yeah, it seems obvious, right?
Yeah, I mean, now Jay Noon, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, claims to have had many successes in that area, and yet he has not been pulled over that I'm aware of since he's been in New Hampshire. If he has, he hasn't publicized it at all.
Yeah, most of his experiences were in
Massachusetts,
right?
Yeah, and supposedly that guy not only does he not have a social security number, but he also supposedly doesn't have a driver's license. So
he's hardcore, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, it can be done. It has been done. But you just have to be willing to go to jail for it, you know, and a lot of people just they're not willing to take that risk.
To be clear, he has plates, driver license plates, but
okay.
Not driver's license.
Huh. Well, then,
in many cases.
Well, anyway, unfortunately, we're short on time here, but maybe enough time for Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh yes, I was going to tell you that I'm pretty happy with my network marketing.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Okay, so what level are you? Are you like a diamond distributor yet?
We don't have that, but...
What level are you? What's the stone or the precious metal?
Are you a paladin?
Well, Richard's got, I think, Director 2.
Director 2.
That's how we calibrate.
All right. How many in the downline does Richard have?
He's got about maybe 48.
No. I mean distributors. He doesn't have... There's no way he's got 48 distributors.
No, we don't distribute. We set them up with a company, and then they send you the product. We don't distribute.
Yeah. So you don't have any actual downline, right? Because downline is technically the distributors beneath you, and you can include their customers or whatever. But if you don't have those distributors, they don't ever get you to the highest levels of the network marketing.
No, we don't distribute. We just direct.
Okay, whatever they tell you to say. Thank you for the call tonight,
Sarah. I have no idea what any of this means.
I hope you never have to find out, Aria. Out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.